Bear Country 95.3, 753. Tim McGraw and Something Like That. It's chilly, sunny but chilly, 10 degrees right now in Greenfield, going up to the low 30s for today. Hey, Mick is here.
Or something like that.
From Montague Webber's. What's going on there, buddy?
Morning, Kevin.
Hey, happy National App Day.
That Mick. Is today.
Yes, it is. I'm out of control with my apps.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen my phone situation?
I don't.
Look at how many I got going on here. I need to organize. I'm all over the place.
You know you can make folders.
I know. Yeah, I really should do that.
I'm the kind of person that has the things that he needs. I keep everything that I need to use immediately on my first page.
Right.
Every other, you slide to the right. Every other page is just folders of stuff. I got productivity. I got games. I got listening. I got writing. I got watching.
Oh,
you
are very organized, Mr. Mueller.
So I go into watching and boom, there's Netflix and YouTube and everything is in there.
All right. So when it comes to apps, though, what is your favorite app to use?
My favorite app to use. Let me pull out my phone here.
Maybe there's something on your
reaching
phone.
Reaching back. I got to reach all the way back.
Maybe there's something on your phone that says this app is used more than any other app.
Yeah. I haven't actually started to use that, but I got my mail, email on here. My calendar is really important. I'm not going to remember anything.
I'm a Waze guy. Do you use Waze?
I used to use that, but it got really kind of iffy for a while there. Like Microsoft bought it, and then there was about a 6-month period where it was just like not very good.
Oh.
And then it might have come back. I don't know. But the original point of Waze was if you report stuff, then you start to accrue points, and then you can use that as coupons for something. And
oh, you can?
Well, that was the original intent. I don't know if I haven't used it in a while.
No, I don't know anything about the coupons. All I know is that the people reporting accidents and where the police officers
and they
are.
Help, yeah, they help you with that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And there's been a few times when I've gotten on the highway, like as you get on the on-ramp and you're coming down and you're fully committed now, and then you just see a sea of red ahead of you, and you're like, oh.
You know what's worse than
I
red, though?
I have technology to help me with that.
What's worse than red is orange, because I was in Boston recently during rush hour. And orange is worse than red. I mean, absolute standstill is orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, in Waze.
In Waze.
Yeah, because in the Apple Maps, because we both have iPhones. Full disclosure, we have iPhones. and the Maps thing, if you say turn on traffic, then you see yellow is slow moving, and then red is a full stop. So I would have to get fully. Anyway, so talking about apps, Montague Webworks is going to be going into apps in 2019, as well as a bunch of other things. Yeah, we have to do that for some of our products, and our customers have been asking for it to be able to have better control of their websites as a way to, like how you have, like Facebook has an app.
Right.
And you can write stuff in there and post it, but you can also open up your computer and do it there as well. And sometimes it's easier in the app to do stuff just because of the workflow. So, yeah, we're thinking about that. So we've done a little bit of research. We're just beginning to look at it. And there are some websites out there where you can create your own app.
Mm-hmm.
For free or very little money, and then either sell it in the store or give it away for free or whatever. And one of them is abtitu.com. That's ABTITU,
mm-hmm.
abtitu.com. So you can go there and create your own apps. And I think maybe I'm going to start a series on how you could create your own apps if you wanted to. And
I see there's two roads I think you can go down, Mick. You can take your website, all right, and create it into an app, like you were saying,
right,
or just create an app that has something useful to it that everybody wants.
Right. Well,
and then you could sell it to some big company and make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's the end game for a lot of people in technology. Make something really cool and then sell it. But I mean, like all of our Rocket Fusion sites, making an app for that wouldn't really, people like the end user, like you going to a website, wouldn't really need to download an app but the person who authors the site, to upload photos and stuff, it might be easier for them. So you got to think about what you're doing with the app. But if it's a community site, like maybe Montague MA or Greenfield MA.net, then that, because then everyone's the author.
Right. Understood.
So that's the beginning concept of apps. And we'll come back maybe next week and talk a little bit more about abtitu.com or any other
Love it. Site
you can go to and create an app and the different kinds of apps that these things create and whether they're good or, can I say the word sucky on air, or bad?
We already did.
Yeah.
So it's already out there.
Yeah.
So.
Or
I'm
just
not
very
about
good.
It. Well, I didn't want the day to go by without wishing you a happy National App Day.
Happy National App Day to you too, Kevin.
All right. Mick is from Montague Webworks. I mentioned a little bit earlier that Montague Webworks is a part of a 30% off store. 30% off store. A lot of people buying those gift certificates right now for restaurants, for businesses, for holiday gifts, which is a great idea. Think about your business, though, and think about your website and how Mick could possibly help you out over at Montague Webworks. He is featured at our 30% off store, right?
That's right. And maybe next year you want to make an app for your company, and you can call us because we'll know how to do it by then, and we'll do it really, really good, and you can use your certificates to have one done.
All right, Mick, have a great day.
You too.
It is 7:58.
Have an appy kind of day.